This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Panama is preparing to evacuate its first island in the face of rising sea levels. About 300 families have been forced to leave Gardi Sugdup, a small island off Panama's north coast. The tiny island on Panama's Caribbean coast is home to about 300 generations of Gunas who have grown up on Gardi Sugdup in a life dedicated to the sea and tourism. The Gunas of Gardi Sugdup are the first of 63 communities along Panama's Caribbean and Pacific coasts that government officials and scientists expect to be forced to relocate by rising sea levels in the coming decades. An official with Panama's Ministry of Housing said that some people have decided to stay on the island until it's no longer safe. Gardi Sugdup is one of the about 50 populated islands in the archipelago of the Guna-Yala Territory. The island is tiny, about 400 yards long and 150 yards wide. From above, it's roughly a prickly oval surrounded by dozens of short docks where residents tie up their boats. Every year, especially when the strong winds whip up the sea in November and December, water fills the streets and enters the homes. Climate change isn't only leading to a rise in sea levels, it's also warming oceans and powering stronger storms. The Gunas have tried to reinforce the island's edge with rocks, pilings, and coral, but seawater keeps coming. Residents say that climate change has had a major impact, with the tide coming to a higher level than it ever has before. Panama has developed a new site on the mainland at a cost of $12 million, with concrete houses and paved streets carved out of the lush tropical jungle. The new mainland site is just over a mile from the port, where an 8-minute boat ride carries people out to the island of Gardi Sugdup. Stephen Patton, director of the Smithsonian Institution's Physical Monitoring Program in Panama, said that the upcoming move is a direct consequence of climate change through the increase in sea level. The islands, on average, are only a half meter above sea level, and as that level rises, sooner or later the Gunas are going to have to abandon all of the islands, almost surely by the end of the century or earlier. Residents of a small coastal community in Mexico moved inland last year after storms continued to take away their homes. Governments are being forced to take action, from the Italian lagoon city of Venice to the coastal communities of New Zealand. Panama's Environmental Ministry's Climate Change Directorate says that by 2050, Panama will have lost about 2% of its coastal territory to increases in sea level. Panama expects to relocate 38,000 island inhabitants who will face rising seas. A Washington state man was sentenced Thursday to 7 days in jail for trespassing in a closed thermal area near the most dangerous geyser in Yellowstone National Park to take a photo. Victor Pishnick, 21, of Linwood, Washington, after his jail sentence, will have 2 years of probation and a 2-year ban from the park, as well as $1,550 in fines. On April 19th, a park employee in the Norris Geyser Basin on the southeastern side of the park reported a person walking off the boardwalk. The employee took a photo of Pishnick, who had clearly crossed over the fence, walking up a hill within 20 feet of Steamboat Geyser's steam vent. The officer showed Pishnick the signs saying it's illegal to leave the boardwalk and explained the dangers of doing so, including mud pots, heated steam and water in an unpredictable geothermal area. Steamboat Geyser is a popular tourist destination in the park and is seen as the most dangerous geyser, with erratic and unpredictable eruptions rising between 6 and 300 feet high. Eruptions can happen from Steamboat Geyser between 3 and 89 days apart. During court sentencing on June 4th in U.S. District Court in Wyoming, Magistrate Judge Stephanie Hambrick said the sentence was both to deter him and the public from leaving the boardwalk in this area of the park. She said others could have thought it was okay to leave the boardwalk after seeing him do it, and the 3-foot fencing around the boardwalk clearly indicates the area is closed. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.